Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This podcast is sponsored by you, my patrons, and also by Faithful Counseling, who has been amazing to me in the past couple of months of just learning how to walk through a trauma and come through on the other side. I'm still walking through it, but I'm really grateful that I've had an ally and a confidant to help me. If you'd like to try it, you can go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday to get 10% off your first month. And it's all online, so you don't have to inconvenience yourself. You can actually make it work for you in the spaces of your life. So grateful to be here today. Today we are reading Matthew 23, verses 23 through 28 in the Modern English Version of the Bible. This is what it says. And Jesus is still talking to the Pharisees and he's doing all the woes, so we're going to have some more woes. Here we go. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You tithe mint and dill and cumin, but have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. You blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they're full of extortion and greed. You blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may also be clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, as I prayed yesterday, I'm just so grateful that you can see into the hearts of men, particularly those who exploit others. Lord, this is, you know, the age-old stress of the problem of evil. And how do we think about it? How do we reconcile it? How do we figure it out in light of a good God and a just God? And yet we look around the world and we see things like this. We see hypocrisy. We see people appearing to be righteous but then harming others. We see so much injustice. We see blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel, people who minor on the majors and major on the minors. Lord, thank you that you see it. Thank you that you are you will work it through. Thank you that there is, that we're all laid bare before you. And so, Lord, instead of thinking about all those hypocrites out there, which is easy for me to do, Lord, I'd ask today that you would search our hearts, that you would look deeply into our hearts. And I know for me, Lord, there is a tendency in all of us to want to appear a certain way, and yet inside have bitterness, anger, wrath, wanting to harm someone, evil, icky thoughts, and yet appear to be all happy and joyful. It's pretty much how it's like to live in the South in the United States, is everyone's all blessing your heart, but inside they're cursing you. And Lord, that is not how it should be. The insides, as I prayed yesterday, should match the outsides. And so Lord, that's what we pray for ourselves today. We pray that our hearts would be pure, just as you are pure. We thank you that the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from all sin and all unrighteousness. We thank you that when we confess our sin, you're faithful and you're righteous to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You remove our sins as far as the east is from the west. You remove our hypocrisy as far as the east is from the west. You say, I will remember your sins no more. We can walk in newness of life. We can have a brand new start right now as I'm praying this. And so, Lord, thank you that there is a brand new start today, right now, a freedom from our sins, freedom from the things that have snarled at us, freedom from the things that have ensnared us or enslaved us. I pray for the person who's addicted today. And there's lots of ways for people to be addicted. We could be addicted to sex. We can be addicted to opioids. We could be addicted to we could even be addicted to stress. Sometimes people just like having stress. I know I've had that in my past. Lord, there's so many. Porn, all of it. The person listening knows what they have been struggling with. But Lord, thank you that you can set us free from those addictions, and that those are lesser gods. Those are idols that we have been chasing. Forgive us for that, Lord, and help us to chase the greater God, the good God that is you. Lord, we love you and we need you and we worship you. And I know this is a hard world. And I pray for my friend who's struggling today that you would just shed some light in a dark place. I pray that you would reveal your love in a new and special way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, so grateful for you. Hey, if you're listening from another country other than the United States, which is where I'm recording this from, I would love to hear from you. Go to mary@marydemuth.com. That's my email address. I don't give that out online, so that's a special thing. And let me know how you found out about the podcast. I love hearing stories of how people have found it. And maybe just let me know if it's been affecting you or how maybe I can make it better. So thanks for doing that in advance, and I appreciate you all.